Water and power are returning to parts of Florida devastated by Hurricane Ian. But relief is expected to take longer in poorer communities. That's one thing we've learned from disasters like this. Recovery is slower in these neighborhoods, notably neighborhoods of color.
In fact, FEMA's advisory council warned about inequity in disaster relief 2 years ago. Chauncia Willis has been aware of the problem for a long time. She's the former emergency manager for Tampa, Florida, now the CEO of the Institute for Diversity and Inclusion in Emergency Management. Chauncia, welcome. Your crews are out in neighborhoods where many people are underinsured, where they're likely to have a hard time applying for and getting money from FEMA. What are you seeing and hearing from folks?
I would say that when we're going into these communities, we are seeing the impact that has occurred that is not proportional in some ways to the more affluent areas. And I'm trying to say it in a way that won't point any fingers, but I will say that the communities are expressing outrage because we see the same communities every time that have not been prioritized. If I go into certain areas of these counties, the water has receded and, you know, but when I go into these other communities such as Harlem Heights, the water is still there. I was driving my truck through flooded waters. And I'm asking, why is there still flood water here? Why haven't temporary pumps been provided to this community? And the residents are very clear. They will tell you this area floods all the time. And our homes haven't been elevated. Our homes haven't been provided with funding to make them more resilient.
And of course, this is a story as old as this country, right? I mean, FEMA acknowledges that its system of helping people after a disaster has been harder to access for vulnerable communities, for communities of color. Last year, for the first time, it said it would start tracking the race and ethnicity of people who are applying for disaster relief. But it sounds like what you're saying is that those changes or that acknowledgement didn't come in time for many communities in Florida.
We've talked to some local county governments, and they told us, they said, you know, we've been told to prioritize more affluent communities, not so much in those words, but in action. Essentially, get out there to those people, provide resources to those people, but we haven't been told, please make sure you're considering other populations that often are not prioritized.
Why? What's the argument? I mean, why would they say that?
It's just the way it's always been. The policy that all of us have been trained under as emergency managers is to do the most for the most. And so resources go to the most. Those who are larger in number, those who are the easiest to get to, those who are, you know, already connected to government. But the challenge is, how do you get to those who are disenfranchised, who are not directly connected to the government?
This is a point that Vice President Kamala Harris was making recently when she said that equity has to be front and center in disaster relief. But she got pushback from people like Florida's Republican Senator Rick Scott, who said on CBS News last weekend that FEMA shouldn't treat people differently because of their skin color. Let's listen to that.
FEMA has to be colorblind. Mm-hmm. FEMA has to provide support to everybody.
So just what would you say to that?
I would say that he totally missed the people first approach that she was supporting. Equity is about people. Equity is about treating people as people and not as acceptable losses.
You've been doing this work of disaster response for a long time, and you know the wrath of Ian is going to take, really, it's going to take years to fully understand. But when you look back at previous disasters, hurricanes like Katrina or Harvey, how have you been able to see firsthand how what we're talking about, inequity in disaster relief, how it plays out over time and the difference it makes?
Yeah, over time, I mean, those teams that are going out to provide those initial assessments of value and major or minor damage, if they haven't been trained to be more equitable, then we'll see what we saw in Hurricane Harvey, where the majority of denials for funding were in lower income neighborhoods. In some cases, before the inspectors actually went into a home, they denied it. The data is there. There is extreme disparity. All of that is exacerbated in times of disaster.
Chauncia Willis is the CEO of the Institute for Diversity and Inclusion in Emergency Management and the former emergency manager for Tampa, Florida. Chauncia, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.